Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Your team. Adjective. Used to describe an individual whose spirit is unyielding, unconstrained, one who navigates life on their own terms, effortlessly. They do not always show up on time, but when they arrive, you notice. An individual confident in their contradictions. They know the rules, but behave as if they do not exist. Your team. The new fragrance by Miu Miu. Defined by you.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there as we get set for Game 3 tonight out in Los Angeles, the Dodgers and the Phillies, a 9:08 first pitch. So it's going to be a late night, and hopefully it's one that is worth staying up for. We know the task at hand. The Phillies are down 0-2, a combination of poor defense, the stars not hitting, horrendous managerial decisions. It's all there. It's all there. There's a reason the Phillies are down 0-2. The Dodgers have been better. The Dodgers starting pitching is incredible. They've been more resourceful. Their stars have not been dominant, but they've been clutch in bigger moments, especially Will Smith off the bench. Ohtani with a big hit the other night. Betts' defense, Freeman in the seventh. Teoscar's been their best guy overall offensively. And they've gotten the better of the Phillies through two games. But despite the odds, which says about, 10% chance the Phillies come back and win this series, it's probably even less than that when you factor in losing the first two at home. I believe the last team in the National League to lose the first two at home and come back to win a series was the San Francisco Giants in 2012. So when you kind of unpack what the Phillies are trying to do here and the times we've seen something like this, I could think of four 0-2 comebacks off the top of my head. Yankees 17 off of the Indians. I could think of 2012, the Giants came back on the Reds. I could think of 2000 and I guess it was one Yankees come back on the A's. And I could think of 1995 where the Mariners come back on the Yankees. And when you think of all those series and you think of how they happened, there's a few things that stand out to me that the Phillies need to do. And I'm kind of looking at those four series and looking at how those teams were able to come back and flip the script. And if the Phillies are going to flip the script, let's just start here as we kind of go through the keys for this. They're going to need a home run. The Phillies have gone so long without a home run in the playoffs, it is mind-boggling. You have to go back to Game 2 of last year's National League Division Series. And I understand they face a good pitching. But that's the postseason. You're always going to face good pitching. You very rarely get to the postseason and have teams without good pitching. So that's part of the mix. And teams that out-homer the other team are extremely likely to win in the postseason. The Phillies haven't hit a single home run through two games. And you think back to some of those moments for the teams I'm talking about. I think it was Greg Bird for the Yankees in 2017. It was Buster Posey for the Giants in 2012. You know, you think back to Jay Buhner, Edgar Martinez, Ken Griffey Jr. back in 1995 for the Mariners, starting to change the momentum. The Phillies desperately need someone to hit a home run. Now, a three-run home run would be ideal, but I'll even take a solo shot just to change the energy in that ballpark, to get the dugout fired up, to make it feel like they're ready to roll. Remember what Schwarber did to Yu Darvish in San Diego in 2022? Hit that ball to the moon. Tonight, if the second batter of the game, Schwarber takes Yamamoto out, you know, deep into the bleachers in right field at Dodger Stadium, it changes the mood of that building instantly. Instantly, it will feel like, all right, we got a game. We got a ball game here to play tonight. We're going to have this thing. The Phillies are going to be in this. Whether they go down or not, they're going to be in it. And it changes the tenor of the game. It changes the tenor of that crowd in Los Angeles. Changes the tenor of the Phillies dugout. So number one, first and foremost, they need a home run. I find it very challenging to believe that they win a game tonight out there without a home run. By the way, Chavez Ravine, Los Angeles, Dodger Stadium, has become something of a launching pad. It has become more of a home run park. It used to be considered an extreme pitcher's park. And obviously, Dodgers pitchers still pitch well there because they're great pitchers. But it's become more of a home run stadium, a home run park, than in past years. That's something to keep an eye on both sides tonight, obviously with Nola pitching for the Phillies. So the Phillies need to hit a home run. That's number one. Number two, to win this game tonight, to flip this series, they're going to need a dynamic defensive play. It's not the Phillies' strength. We know that. But they have enough decent defenders out there. Let's cross our fingers on Bader. I'm not sure. But they're going to need someone to make a great defensive play. They're going to need to the way they gave the Dodgers a free out the other night, they're going to need to take one away. It's almost like, you know, baseball doesn't have a clock. Well, it does now with the pitch clock. But baseball doesn't have a game clock. But baseball's clock is outs. Baseball's currency is outs. 27 you get. You got to do what you got to do with the 27. You got to make sure you limit what they do with their 27. That's the game. 27 outs every night you got to get. Otherwise, you can't win the baseball game. And you have to make sure you don't let them go nuts in before you get the 27th out. And the Phillies handed the Dodgers a free out the other night. The Dodgers only had to get 26 of them because the Phillies gave them one for free the other night. And in these games, that's too much. And if you go back to the Turner play in the seventh inning, they gave the Dodgers another out. They should have had, so they should have taken one away from the Dodgers. They should have had one themselves. Basically, the math on the game flipped to LA and the runs flipped to LA because of the Phillies defense. They need to make a play. And when I think of these other series I'm bringing up, one play that, of course, became famous over the years is the Jeter flip play in Oakland back in 2001, where the Yankees are down and Jeter makes the flip play. I think it was like the sixth or seventh inning of the game. Jeremy Giambi tagged out. Posada with the tag, an all-time baseball October play. And it was an instinctual play. It was an amazing play. It changed the tenor of that series. And the Phillies need one of those. I don't know who it's going to be. Is it Bryson Stott? You know, is it a Brandon Marsh? Is it a JT Realmuto with an incredible play? I don't know. But they need someone to make a defensive play that changes the momentum and it changes the game and changes the series. Because these series, it happens once in a while. But you need, it's not just going to be, oh, we're going to beat the Dodgers three straight, just regular games. Like something's going to happen in one of these next two nights that changes the story, that flips the series, that makes them doubt who they are. And I go back to the Jeter flip in 2001. That, I thought, got into the heads of the Oakland Athletics. Like, we just let them off the hook. How did we not score there? And they gave it back. And then you go to 1995. Edgar Martinez going on a heater. I mean, just the guy who just hit nukes everywhere. He went nuts, and the Yankees couldn't get him out. And they made the Mariners pay I mean, they made the Yankees pay the Mariners, I should say, for not using Mariano Rivera, who was a young relief pitcher at that point, that had become the Mariano Rivera we know now. And Buck Showalter, then the Yankees manager, didn't use him properly in that series, and they made them pay. So a home run, a defensive play, something upset the apple cart.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear, like high-quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby! Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
And the third thing the Phillies need to do tonight and in the next couple nights to change this series, to flip the script here, is they need to deviate from the norm and they need to play dirty. And they need to have a little guerrilla warfare. I'll use that term. Get with the series and stop trying to manage this like it's June. It's not June. This is October. And I look at Juan Duran. The Phillies gave up a lot to get this guy. Eduardo Taillé could be an all-star catcher one day. He could be a star one day. He could be an all-star and a big-time player. And the Phillies obviously don't have right now their future solidified at the catching position. And I'll speak for myself and everyone else. We're all okay giving up Eduardo Taillé to go get Juan Duran. And that was the trade the Phillies made. But if all he's used for in this particular series this year is three outs at a pop when the Phillies are losing, it really takes the cachet of having him. It takes the cachet of that trade completely away because it mitigates his importance. So for tonight, and game four and game five, I need the Phillies to reimagine how they use Duran if these games are close and these games are, you know, hanging in the balance in the seventh, in the eighth, in the ninth inning. And I think to what the Padres did last week, and they lost, but it wasn't obviously at all because of this guy or their usage of this guy. They lost because of their offense to the Chicago Cubs in the wild card series. But I think about how the Padres used Mason Miller, and they said, I need you to dominate this part of the game right now because that's where we're at and that's where the series is at. And Mason Miller came in and just took everyone out like it was a man throwing to boys, dominating the game, going more than one inning, and affected the game in a major, major way. And we haven't seen that out of Juan Duran. We've seen him solidify the ninth inning. We've seen the Phillies play his music and his entrance for no good reason at home in the postseason when they're losing. But we haven't seen that. And the Phillies haven't asked him to. I don't think I'm not saying it's an ability thing for Duran. The Phillies just haven't asked him to do that. They haven't told him to go do that. And tonight feels like a night they need to go do that. He, in his career, 19 times, Duran has pitched two innings, two full innings. He's pitched more than three outs. More than that as well. But I mean, just two full innings, he's gone 19 times over the years, including two times earlier this season as a member of the Minnesota Twins before he even got to the Phillies. Phillies haven't asked him to do that. Tonight's the night to do it. Now, ideally, we know they're going to start Aaron Nola. I don't agree with it. I would start Ranger Suarez. But if they're going to start Aaron Nola, then they're going to go to Ranger Suarez. Ideally, in an ideal world, tonight they get two innings. Or three innings. They get one turn through the lineup. Let's go three innings. Okay? Nine outs by Aaron Nola.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, they then have to hand the ball to Ranger Suarez. That's next. And hopefully you get 12 outs out of Ranger Suarez, okay? And now we've gotten ourselves to 21 outs in the baseball game. So there are 6 outs to go. And we're talking about, you know, bottom line, 8th and 9th inning for Joan Duran. And if the game is close, let's say the Phillies have a 4-3 lead through 7, and they've gotten through 7 with Nola and Suarez. And those guys have kept the Dodgers in check. Let's say the Dodgers just had, you know, 3 solo home runs, 2 off of Nola and 1 off of Suarez. Let's just say that's kind of how the game went. It's 4-3 Phillies as we enter the bottom of the 8th. I need Duran on that mound. No ifs, ands, or buts. I need Duran on that mound. And him to change the tenor of the series by shutting the Dodgers down for 2 full innings, 3 or 4 strikeouts, the ball doesn't leave the infield, and it's total domination. And the Dodgers have a seed of doubt in their mind as they go to bed tonight and get ready to have the Phillies with the pitching advantage in Game 4. Because I do believe the Phillies would have the pitching advantage in Game 4 if we get there with Christopher Sanchez going up against Tyler Glasnow. I believe that's advantage Phillies. That Glasnow's really good. All-time great strikeout pitcher. He could have a good game. But I believe the advantage in that moment would belong to the Phillies as we go to tomorrow night. And I can't worry about Duran being tired tomorrow night. I can't worry about him only being able to give 3 outs tomorrow night or whatever it is. That's not my prerogative. I can't be bothered with that. We'll deal with that tomorrow night. I'll figure out a way to get through tomorrow night. What I need to do tonight is to win the game, facing elimination. So to flip the script on this series, the Phillies need 3 things. They need home runs. And I know, I don't care who they're coming from. They could come from Max Kupper for all I care. Obviously, we're looking towards Schwarber. We're looking towards Harper to be the home run hitters. I need a home run or 2 or 3 tonight to beat the Dodgers. I need a game-changing, series-changing defensive play. It could be a strike him out, throw him out. It could be a diving play by Stott. It could be something by Marsh Robin, a home run. I don't care what it is. But the Phillies need to flip the emotion and the thought process and the seeds of doubt in everyone's mind by making a defensive play. They often happen in these major comebacks. And then I need the Phillies to ask Duran to do something they haven't asked him to do. The Twins did in the past, something he's capable of. He said before the playoffs, but he's bored just pitching 1 inning. I need them to go look at him and say, hey, Mason Miller did this. Hey, Aroldis Chapman has done this in the past. Your turn. I need you tonight. We were off last night. You didn't pitch. It was a full off day. I need you to carry us. And I need to get 6 outs. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, our YouTube feed, 94WIP. And I love baseball. We started this year in spring training on the midday show, all the way back in late March to opening day to where we are now. And, you know, like, there are plenty of off-season stuff to talk about. We'll do a lot of baseball talk on WIP Daily in the midday show. But I don't want this thing to end. Give us one more. Give us a shot in game number 4 with Sanchez on the mound. Let's go Phils tonight. 3 ways they could flip this series. It is, you know, the odds say it's over. It is likely over in terms of winning the series. But it doesn't have to end tonight. The Phillies can give us hope. Let's hope they do. Enjoy the game. Midday show from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll be talking about it all day long. And hopefully tomorrow night we get an all-time Philadelphia sports night with the Eagles playing and the Phillies trying to get this back for game number 5. Thanks for listening to WIP Daily.
Doug. Limu and I always tell you to customize your car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. But now, we want you to feel it. Cue the emu music, Limu.
Save yourself money today. Increase your wealth. Customize and save, we say.
That may have been too much feeling.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, Liberty, Liberty.
Liberty, Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.